On the subject of alcohol, it's International Sauvignon Blanc Day. One vineyard has had a big role to play in securing our place on the global stage, and that's the award-winning folk at Marlborough's Yealands Estate. Chief winemaker Jeff Fife, somewhat reluctantly, agreed to get up early for me this morning. Winemakers do tend to like the other end of the day better. Hello to you, Jeff. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
It's your day, isn't it? International Sauvignon Blanc Day.
Yes, it is. It's been ongoing for a number of years now, and it's a week-long event, really, that we've been involved with. And and today's the official day.
So how's the season been for you?
We've finished harvesting about 10 or 15 days ago. It's been one of the more difficult vintages Marlborough's had in a number of years, but we've seen a real increase in the technology and the skills of the people involved. So from a weather perspective, it's been reasonably difficult, but like I say, with the technology that's out there today, people have managed to get the grapes off in a timely manner.
Right. When you say difficult weather, what are the complications? What's the weather thrown up for you?
Yes, summer wasn't the best summer we've had, and then of course we had the two cyclones which hit New Zealand and had a bit of an effect on the ability to get across the ground to harvest the grapes. But all in all, we've had we've got some, and like others, we've all got some good quality wines in the tanks, which is great.
Internationally, where are we positioned? I know we're doing pretty well in the States, but where's our Sauvignon Blanc positioned in terms of export and in terms of populism around the world?
Yeah, I think Marlborough especially is super unique on the global stage. No one really can get the concentration and the type of flavours that we get in Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, no one globally. So we are very unique. We're now in the top couple in the main export markets. Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc is now in the top couple of wines by price and by volume in those main markets.
Where's the biggest competition come from?
I think the biggest competition for Sauvignon Blanc probably comes from Chile in terms of similar style, but of course it's only made in very small quantity. Those similar styles and quality only are made in small quantities out of Chile.
Yeah.
So I guess our biggest competition is probably other dry whites like Chardonnay and that sort of thing, but they're not really direct competition because, like I say, Marlborough is so unique in the style of wine that it can produce globally.
Indeed. Jeff Fife, appreciate your time this morning. Chief winemaker at Yealands Estate. International Sauvignon Blanc Day. To be rude not to, people.